Let's see. Laura, are you up? One of my best friends is named Loris, spelled the same way. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a newbie.
Welcome.
But I had a celebration. So I'm a teacher and an administrator, and it's also branding season. And I got through, we're almost done with this little short season, and I didn't
Wait
overeat
a
it.
minute. What is branding season? I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's we gather up our cattle and we give them their vaccinations and
Okay.
yeah, so
That's what
branding.
I was thinking. I was thinking, is this cows? Okay. Good. Okay.
Have like
Yes.
another week to get through
Okay.
before things calm down. But I really feel like I could do it better still too. I have lots of anxiety, there's lots of stress. I didn't take care of myself as well. And where do you begin? What are some good steps to take where we look at what I was doing and think about how to level it up? Because in years past, I just kind of get through it. And then I'm just like, oh gosh, I'm glad it's done. And now I can get back to taking better care of myself. So what is a good first step to take at this point?
Okay. Well, yes, like you said, we want to look back. And are you talking about kind of specifically about branding season and how you
Yeah.
want to kind of level that up?
Well, branding season, and then also I just finished end of the school year, graduation, all this stuff. So lots of stuff.
Love it, love it. I love that. First off, we have got to find our wins, right? And really celebrate what you want to keep doing. This is where we could actually bring in something that we used to do. You know, we just kind of do things and then they kind of go away for a while, but keep, start, stop. I mean, it's how sim much simpler can you, what do you want to keep, you know, keep doing that we can really celebrate during this, let's just call like this time of year, right? You know, with the end of the year, branding season, all that kind of stuff. What do you want to keep doing? What do you want to start doing? And then what do you want to stop doing? So let's get specific. So let's start with the keep, because this is where we recognize the wins of how, okay, what do I, you know, what do I really want to feel proud of? What did I maybe do differently than in past years? What have I been doing for a few years that I just want to celebrate and keep doing?
I thought about celebrating things I have been doing for many years.
Okay.
But yeah, it makes sense. Also, I actually put this question into the questions,
Our coaches,
and I got an answer from Lisa. But so I have a special needs child, and it comes up often. So she's 10 now, and so our whole lives changed when she was born with brain damage. And but I struggle with not being able to be there as much. So right now I'm home alone while everybody's branding. I mean, I've helped out with the cooking and everything and been driving back and forth, but I'm not there. And I know that I'm doing right by taking care of her. But I mean, relationships suffer when you have a kid like that.
Okay. So I hear kind of some kind of competing or, you know, just kind of different thoughts, right? It's like, I know that, you know, she's okay and that, you know, this is what I need to be doing right now. And I'm also just feeling like I'm, you know, some doubt. Is that what it is? Or is it like, what's over here? Because let's just let all of this be up, right? And let's just let all of this be out there.
Well, I don't know what would happen if I did more. I don't know how she would be, would she be okay or not? So I protect her so she doesn't have seizures or but I always wonder if I'm overprotecting and copping out,
Okay, so this is where we just normalize the doubt and the what ifs and the maybe I'm not doing enough, maybe I'm doing too much. Like, this is being a mom, is questioning things, doubting yourself. Not sure if you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
This is all being a very normal mom.
That's true. There's like no way for anybody to tell me if it's, yeah.
No. And what is like, but let's come up with a little sentence for you that can just kind bring you down, where it's like, it's could be something just like, okay, I'm doing what I know to do right now, or she's okay right now. What, maybe something you've thought in the past, or something that you could just keep reminding yourself of that
Think
could.
it's so I'm a people pleaser, which I think it's just like telling myself that I am a good mom and that I am doing the right thing.
Yes, we're figuring this out. You know, I mean, I'm just offering you stuff,
It
right? Just like, we are figuring this out one day at a time.
is hard though because she grows up and develops. Since I'm a dad, that was her behind me. It was her behind me. She's like a 3-year-old, even though she's 10. She has seizures and is fed with a G tube. So, lots of stuff. But, in the past, she had tons of seizures. So, that's like this doubt of could I go out and do more or would it be bad for her? So, it's hard to think, oh, but you're being a good mom when I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Do you think good moms have doubt?
Oh, yeah.
Right? This is where we kind of want to flip things around and say, but wait a minute. Do I really not want to have like doubts, right? Do I really want to like just be like totally okay with it's like, no, because doubt sometimes like brings up ideas, right? To try. Doubt sometimes like brings like, like this is the way our brain works for us, where it's like, okay, we want to kind of like stay on alert when it
Right.
comes to our kids,
Right.
right? Because that's how we recognize, issues, and that's how we come up with new ideas, and that like all that kind of stuff comes from doubt and curiosity, and like kind of not just like resting on your laurels of like, oh, I'm an amazing mom and I don't need to change a thing, right?
Right. Don't
Yes.
doubt is healthy.
Doubt is healthy.
Doubt is healthy, and maybe at some point it will be time for me to see how, like, see where her boundaries are more,
But here's kind of what our brain does, right? It's like, you think about kind of, changing something up, or like, adjusting your boundaries a little bit, and like your brain goes to a big like, a big like crazy story of how you're gonna just all of a sudden let her like, do something big, right? And it's like,
Right.
no, you would make a small shift, right? You would
Right.
make a small change, and then you would see what happens.
Right. Which actually that is helpful because I already do that naturally. And I think that's why I was doubting because we were out late last night. My husband just finished vet school, veterinarian school. So we were celebrating late. So I pushed her, got her home at really late last night. So she's already been, pushed her boundaries a little. That actually does make me feel good because I am experimenting.
You're
I'm not
already
stuck.
experimenting.
Yeah.
You're already experimenting, and maybe you find out, like, no, she does not need to, stay up that late or whatever, but you're just experimenting, collecting data, monitoring and adjusting.
And also, like, having to maintain what used to be normal relationships when you have a kid like this is hard. Like friendships look different when you can't go to things in person as much. There's doubt there too. And it, like you just said, I love that. It's just encouraging me to experiment and not get stuck in like super safe zone. Yeah.
But, and I mean, and experimenting also like in relationships and friendships and things like that, where it's like, okay, this, I've got these other priorities now. Do I want to, do this? Do I want to maintain these friends? Right? It's just everything is always kind of shifting and growing. But there's this habit brain part of us, right? That is like, no, we want all things to stay the same and be okay at all times.
All time.
It's
Yes,
like,
absolutely. And that's the perfectionist part of us too. That's like, it's supposed to look like this. Yes.
yes. And I mean, I could talk all day about the puppy training, right? And I want
Yeah.
him to do exactly what I tell him to do, and no, and it's like, no, it's going to be messy as all get out. And that's what life is, right?
Yeah.
It is, and that's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah. I like that. Thank you. That was
All
very
right.
helpful.
Looks like you got some relief. Okay.
Yes.
So,
Thank
all
you.
right. You take care.
Thank
Okay.
you.
All right. Bye. All right. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, because I've been thinking too about, again, with this, just with my puppy, where it's like, well, I mean, we can put him in his crate and we can leave and go and do things, and go out to eat or go out with friends and things like that. But it's like, but is that what I want my life to look like right now? Right? Do I want to do that? Do I want to cook more at home? Do I want to maybe invite friends over to my house? Where in the past, maybe we would have met at a restaurant, right? It's just like as life evolves and shifts, so do your relationships and the way that you spend your time and all of that kind of stuff. And that is what, again, life is supposed to look like. So, and again, that habit brain of ours. That is running what we call that the motivational triad of seek pleasure, avoid pain, expend the least amount of energy as possible. That's what my puppy is running after, or is running on, right, with his brain. That comes in, and it's like, we don't want to change. We don't want to do anything new. We don't want to adjust our schedule, right? We don't want to get curious about our relationships. We don't want to do any of that. We want to just stay the same. But y'all, as humans, we have this more, conscious, logical part of our brain that we can use to make the decisions of how we want to live our life and what lifestyle we want. So, that's what's going on. All right, Miss Lori. Lee says, before I bring you, or as I bring you up, Lori, Lee, we're asking the Q&A. I have many. Am I a good mom thoughts? Can you help me with that? Well, am I a good mom is a question, Lee. And it is begging to be answered. It is begging to be answered. So anytime your brain throws up a question, we want to answer it. Okay. So answer that question, am I a good mom? And I bet you anything, the answer is yes. For some reason, I want you to come up with that reason. Okay. I want you to come up with that reason and like challenge yourself. Your brain's going to be like, no, we suck. We didn't do this, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, nope, that's not what Betsy asked us to do when questions pop up in our mind. We need to answer it honestly. Okay. If your kids are alive, even if your kids aren't alive, I didn't mean it that way, but it's like if you are, if your kids are doing okay, then you're doing okay as their mom. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say.